Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
And every week we have a religious roast. We talk to a new religion as our task to spread the word of a variety of words goes on. And this morning, we are very fortunate to have Mike Ferris on the show, who is our real-life Scientologist this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Nice to have you. So you're up in Auckland this morning?
Mm.
All right, I see. Now, how did you become a Scientologist? I presume you weren't brought up in a Scientologist family?
No, I wasn't. I've been a Scientologist for about 30 years. And I found it, actually, down in Christchurch.
Right. So was there quite an active community of Scientologists down here?
No, there is quite an active community down there. And, I discovered it in my youth and got into it.
What convinced you that it was true as opposed to just another religion on the buffet of religions?
Well, Scientology has this saying, what is true for you is true for you. It doesn't try and preach a dogma, and I like that about the subject of religion, because a lot of religion tries to preach dogma and tells you what to believe. Scientology gets you to look into yourself and find in yourself, you know, what is true for yourself.
And I was surprised that it was fine for you to talk to me, because sometimes Scientologists have been quite cagey around the media.
No, not usually. We're usually pretty open around the media, but it depends on which media and what their objective is.
Right. Tell me in a nutshell what it is that Scientologists believe. That's normally what we ask people who come on this segment.
Oh, yeah. Well, we believe that man is basically good and he's seeking to survive, and that survival depends upon not only himself but also the survival of others and all of life. And it's explained in what we call the eight dynamics, which are the dynamic of self, the dynamic of the family, the group, the all of mankind, the physical universe, all of life, and the spiritual as well as the supreme being.
And so Scientologists do believe in a godlike figure, a supreme being?
Not a godlike figure, no, that would be an incorrect interpretation. The concept of God might be the allness of all, or the infinite.
Well, Mike, what about the stuff about the alien that came from a different planet and the volcano and it became trapped inside humans? What about all that stuff?
Well, in Scientology, we believe that that you are a spirit and each individual is spiritual, and that you're timeless and you're an ancient being, older than the physical universe itself. And so anything that could have happened possibly did happen. And Scientologists, through the method of auditing, we call it,
yeah,
one discovers their previous lifetimes and things that have happened over many, many millennia.
But is it true that underlying that is that belief that there are aliens that came to Earth and from a volcano got attached to the human spirit, right?
That's not actually not part of the belief. The belief is that you can explore your own timelessness and your own eternity, both past and future.
Right. So
that's kind of a thing that's talked about, but it's not a belief.
So what is it? Is it just a myth? Is it just a story that's attached to Scientology?
Well, yeah.
So it's not true, but it's something that is talked about.
It's talked about, but it's not true.
So no one who's a Scientologist actually believed that happened. It's more something that just gets talked about. Okay.
Well, when one explores their own past lives,
yeah,
many things can happen. And we believe that we're not the only living beings in the universe, and that the universe is vast, and it has a spiritual realm, and one can explore that.
Now, L. Ron Hubbard, is he the revealer of Scientology? He's the founder.
Yeah.
Is he regarded as your prophet, would you say?
Well, we don't call him a prophet. We do call him the founder of Scientology.
Right.
And he is the guy that put it together.
I remember...
This is the path. And not unlike Gautama Buddha, he said that each person can find their own enlightenment, their own truth, and he just mapped out a path on how to explore that.
Now, he was, I know, before he founded Scientology, he was a very well-known science fiction writer. Didn't he once say that before he started Scientology, that if he really wanted to get rich, that he'd start a religion, and then he started one?
Well, actually, no, he didn't say that. That was actually said by George Orwell, but it's been attributed to Hubbard.
Okay.
And but yeah, he was a successful science fiction writer, and he wrote, but he wrote in many other genres as well. And so, yeah, he did go on to found the religion of Scientology through the book Dianetics, and Dianetics means through mind.
I was going to say the auditing process. Do you have to pay much to be in Scientology? Because that's one of the criticisms that people have had. They've said it's a cult that financially defrauds and abuses its members and charges exorbitant fees for spiritual services. Most religions don't require you to pay to access their information directly. Do you have to pay at all to be in Scientology? Have you ever given the Scientologist movement any money?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But like most religions, people do donate to it. And it's not expensive... because one can find out all about Scientology through the books of Scientology, and most people will read the books and some of the courses are very, very cheap, actually.
How much would it cost me if I was thinking of becoming a Scientology to have an audit done?
Well, probably you'd start with a Dianetics seminar, which might cost around about $150 or something like that. And you learn the basic principles of Dianetics and auditing, and you can follow it from there.
And so the auditing is a way of testing something, is it? You hold on to the steel and it tells you...
There's some auditing done with a meter, and the meter is a guide to the auditor as to what to address with the person, because that meter will react on areas of trouble in the person's life.
But you do have to pay for that measurement whenever you go in and have that done?
Well, people who want to get that kind of auditing, yeah, they'll contribute to that. But we consider it a fair exchange because it's not just a donation and a plate. One is actually donating and getting a particular service, such as auditing or a course, and they donate for that, and that's what they receive. They don't just donate every week and attend a service. You see, there's two branches of religion, really, and all religions have it. One is the mystical path, which is the inner search, and the other is the path of ritual, and Scientology is not a path of ritual. It is the inner search.
Is it true that Scientology thinks that psychiatry and drugs associated with that are bad news?
Yep, it is true. Mainly because the psychiatrist considers that man is an animal, and that his emotions and so forth are purely a bunch of chemical reactions within the brain, and they seek to try and alter that through, and they've tried various methods, chopping up the brain and electric shocking it, and now drugs are the favour of the day.
What about I heard the one about mothers not being able to scream in childbirth because it makes the child start life with a guilty, you know, conscience, a sense of guilt. Is that true, or is that just a rumour?
No, that's it's a misinterpreted concept of what that is about. A child receives and perceives everything around them, and actually it's not for the mother not to scream, it's for the in the operating theatre or during childbirth that people around them shouldn't talk, because those messages can be subconscious messages delivered in a moment of unconsciousness and pain. So it's not for the mother not to scream, but for the others around to keep quiet.
Well,
and that's for any operation or for any moment of trauma.
What's up whenever, it seems like whenever someone leaves the Scientologist church, that some people sort of clamp down on that, you know, that they take people to court over defamation, all those sorts of things. And Sea Org is that organisation where people tend to look after the security of Scientology. Wouldn't a healthy religion have an open process where people could see what is believed and critique it without feeling in danger?
Well, exactly, and that's exactly what we do. People can come into Scientology and find out about it. They can be part of it. They can leave it at any time.
And no strings attached.
There's no strings attached. If a person starts attacking us and starts having a go at us, we're interested in what's going on there.
That's part of the religious path in some ways, though, isn't it? Is persecution, and when you have an open and healthy religion, that people should be allowed to do that, and in some ways you have to have restraint?
Sure. I think it is part of the religious path, and certainly Scientology has been persecuted in some ways, especially by the media, who don't really seek to find out what it's about, but only come in with an agenda of what they think it's about. And because there's many people come into Scientology and check it out and find out about it and pursue it, maybe for a short period, maybe for a longer period. They can leave. There's no strings attached. There's no problem.
So you right.
And in the main, that's what happens. But you see, the sexy story is when the media get hold of some former member who wants to have a go at us and make a story out of it.
How many Scientologists in New Zealand, do you know?
Oh, a few thousand. and it's a very broad sort of membership up and down the country.
And do you know how many there be in Christchurch? Like, is there a building where they meet in Christchurch, or is it just in home groups?
It's in home groups. And but there's a pretty healthy sort of Scientology following in Christchurch, and has been really since the early days of Scientology.
Right.
And they would be just pursuing it. They might be doing courses, and but it wouldn't be like a church organization that we have in Auckland, which is quite established and has about 30 staff and that kind of thing.
Do you think Tom Cruise is a good actor?
I don't really have any opinion on that. I liked him in Magnolia. I thought that was a fabulous performance. So I think he can be a very good actor, but I think, like all actors and artists, they pursue their own career. It's not for, you know, he's pretty popular.
Oh, it's been nice talking. Thank you very much for your time, Mike.
Yeah, no problem.
And we may talk some other time.
Yep, no problem.
Catch ya. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
See ya. That is Mike Ferris, our real-life Scientologist.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.